Yes. Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. Yes. I think this is working now. Quiet? Okay. I can be louder. Yes, louder. Even louder still. Yeah. Gotta get a good level, right? Very important. Don't want to over-modulate, but I definitely want to be heard, right? Ta-da! Still tweaking here, still tweaking. Yep. Excellent words and stuff. So, hello. Hello, ZR Monster. It's good to be back. Feels really good. New setup. Many months have passed. What, 9 months maybe? Something like that. Almost a year. Yeah. All right. So, thanks everyone for listening. I plan on doing a totally different show. Not the show that I did, like the show I did before. So a lot of people have asked me about the various letters mean, and so what the various letters mean for the title of the show. It means I want to hack, not specialize. That's what it means. And of course, I mean hacking in the ethical, sort of playful MIT kind of way, not the other stuff. So that's what the title means. I want to hack, not specialize. And I came up with that title because it was funny. I was thinking about doing, a show again, and I was, I was thinking, geez, what am I going to do? And sort of, along those lines, other stuff was going on in my life, and I was sort of also in parallel, I was thinking about, stuff that I miss doing and what I really wanted to do. And it sort of occurred to me that really the past few years I've been well, I think everyone goes through this, I don't know, but the past few years in my life I've now that I've gotten a bit older, I'm starting to realize, at least at this point in my life, that I'm trying to sort of get back what was taken from me, so to speak. Like get that freedom back that I missed, whether it's financial freedom or whether it's stuff that, I once did and I missed doing, and maybe I've forgotten that I miss it. It's been so long. Do you know what I mean? So, oh no, the audio quality's choppy. That's bad. Choppy audio. Okay. What can we do to fix that? Well, that's why we test, right? That's why we do these tests. Let's see. Let me look. Yeah, a bit crackly. So ZR Monster says, so do you think it would be a good idea for a Raspberry Pi Pico based game console to output VGA internally and then convert to another video interface via some converters? That's something to ponder. Well, before I answer that question, let me go back to this other issue, which is that this sounds like a bandwidth constraint of some type. And it might actually be software that I'm running here that I'm going to kill. That might be actually causing the issue. So let me just bear with me while I kill those processes. Or you know what? Heck, I'm just going to uninstall that software altogether. So is everybody experiencing choppy audio? I suspect it's probably definitely me. But I'm just curious if it's being experienced everywhere. Let's see. Yeah, let's get rid of this software that I think is causing some issues. But that's one of the things I'm doing today for the show is I'm really just sort of testing things, getting people's feedback, so that the next shows can sound even better. And I also may try just throwing on a different mic. You know what I mean? All kinds of things we can do. But I just want to verify some, the software that I have installed here isn't causing an issue. I could also try reconnecting, seeing if that makes a difference. Just gaps, yeah. And that's strange because my setup hasn't changed. Well, I can't really say that, but like my network static setup hasn't changed since I last did a show. So okay, yeah. So yeah, let's just let's keep tweaking here. I want to make sure I sound good. So does that sound any better? Now that I made that change, are we still? And I'll definitely listen back to this. Like I always listen back to all my shows just to see how I can improve. You know what I mean? Let's see what else might be taking up the some resources here. Okay. Close that out. Like a bad cable. Interesting. Yeah, it's, I use this mic all the time, and interesting. Yeah, I use this mic all the time. And I don't have any issues with it typically, so that's interesting. I'm gonna switch to another device on the fly. I'm not sure if I can even do that. I'm gonna try that though, and see if that sounds better, if we can duplicate the result. Well, I mean, the cable should be fine. I'm happy to. I'll give it a check here. That cable looks tight. Yes. I bet you I know exactly what the culprit is. So, I have it running into a unpowered USB hub, and that may be the issue. So I'm gonna try to take that out of the loop. So I'm gonna drop out for a little bit here, but I'll be back.
genre mix, discussion, interviews, and avant-garde guitar. Only a few more seconds. You can take it.
He took this job for the sole reason he had his mind made up about something that needed to be exposed, and he went in there and got this job so he could do that.
Well, he had spent a lot more years than this last one working in the intelligence community, and he had clearly formed views that developed over time. He never told me that he took this job in order to carry out his plan, but it's looking more and more like that based on the external evidence.
What do we make of the fact that, you know, once he does this, then he goes to Hong Kong, now he's in Russia and all of that? I mean, this is not your standard whistleblower, is it, David?
Well, there are a lot of people who would argue he's not a whistleblower at all. And, you know, whether or not you think he's a whistleblower probably determines how you come down on the first question you asked about why the press publishes this, what kind of person he is, and so forth. I think this has come into an interesting context at a moment when there is a new president in China and the return of a previous president in Russia, both of whom had just met President Obama in separate summit meetings within the past week and a half, and both of whom showed a particular willingness to stand up and say, this is not my problem, and perhaps enjoy, in the case of the Russians, how much angst this was causing the United States. In the case of the Chinese, I think they just wanted to get this problem off their plate. The prospect of a year or 2 years or however long the extradition process took, I think they believed, I know from some Chinese officials who expressed this to me, would be a fairly lengthy process that would erode the relationship at a time that Xi Jinping's got other problems with the United States and that he wants to go deal with. And I think they decided that they would take a day or two of heat for letting him out of Hong Kong, and that then it would become someone else's problem. And that someone else turned out to be Vladimir Putin.
Well, do you, Jim, do you think it might have been that they had already gotten everything they needed from him? I mean, is it possible, we read all these stories, we don't know, I don't have the expertise to know. Is it possible they could have drained those four computers he had without him even knowing it once
I do think he's there? Overstating his position. I do know a little bit about the NTOC, you know, he was not like at the center of it. So did he have access to some good data? Yes. Did this stuff come as a surprise to the Chinese or the Russians? No. And so I think one of the problems he had is when he got there, he found that the stuff he was flogging, while it's attracted a lot of public interest, was not really, and started a good debate, was not really a surprise to foreign intelligence services.
So
I want to add something on that.
Yeah.
He has said and given me good reason to believe that he's in possession of material that could do extraordinary damage to collections by disclosing things that foreign targets don't know. They may know in principle, but they don't know in practice. And he's not interested in tossing all that out into the public record. He's interested in fostering the debate here. There's been a lot of speculation about whether the Chinese drained his laptops or whether the Russians are doing so now. I wouldn't give a lot of odds on that, but if you gave me even money, I would make a fairly substantial bet against. I know more about the precautions he took and the planning he did anticipating exactly that issue, and I think it would be difficult to do without thumbscrews, and we haven't seen any sign of that.
Do you all think he has done any harm to the national security?
You know, it's a very hard thing to judge from the outside. And of course, you will always get insiders saying that any revelation of any of these kinds of programs or techniques does harm. Mm-hmm. And then you hear Jim make the point that he did, which was most of this probably wasn't a surprise to the Russians and the Chinese. Well, if the information is of more surprise to the American people than it is to the Russians or Chinese, or in the case that I wrote about, since the Stuxnet virus had gotten out in 2010 and the Iranians already had the code, and they knew somebody had been attacking their systems, and they didn't think it was the Swiss. Then the question is, are these programs classified because you're keeping adversaries from knowing about it, or you're keeping Americans from knowing about it? And that's a really important base question to go answer. When I looked over the documents that Bart published and that the Guardian published, for some...
Better, maybe. Maybe, yeah. Sound better, worse, still crackling. How is it sounding now? Same dropouts and stuff. Wow, that's awesome. Like Clippy? Awesome. That's too bad, man. That is real bogus. Well, there's another thing I can try. Interesting. Very interesting. No, not MS Clippy. Well, I guess that's why we test, right? For sure. I'm going to do a little bit of a reboot. I'll be right back. does this sound? Looks like I might be over-modulating, but otherwise, does it sound better? Yes? I think, no more drops. No way. That's awesome. Excellent. Very good. Yeah, there's no jiggling these mics because the cable, because these are just USB cables. I suppose you could jiggle a USB cable and maybe they would, like, sort of disconnect and connect. It does sound different because I am using a different mic. I'm using a headset, which I don't think sounds as good when it actually works, when things actually work. But oh, thanks, Raleigh, you know? I mean, what? Problem is back. Seriously? Is it really? Huh. Well, I guess I'm going to have to listen back to all of this and sort of dig through my gear and figure out what the issue is. I will say that we have a big storm coming here, and my ISP has been problematic, so I don't know if what's going on, but it could be them. I don't know. Processor related. Well, I've been using this same gear forever. I stream with it all the time. It's a, you know, it's a pretty good machine. I never have any problems with this gear. Like, this setup works flawlessly for me on other platforms. Too many Chrome tabs open. Awesome. No, I don't. And I actually have killed basically everything I can kill at this point, with the exception of the software itself. Oh, you know what, though? Oh, I know what's going on. I know exactly what's going on. So when I first started, when I first did my last radio show, because I'm using Mix, and when I first did my radio show, I remember there was a tweak I had to do in the latency settings. And then after I did that tweak, it all went away. So I think that's exactly what's going on. I think that, because basically, like, I've redone my system and I've redid Mix since I didn't retain any of its settings at all. Like, this is a complete redo. So I bet you that's exactly what's going on. I bet you in Mix, I need to make a change. And I seem to recall it was like latency or something like that. The same thing happened when I first did my show. I'm starting to remember now. So, I think it's some kind of a software issue for sure. So I'm going to bail for 1 second. I'm going to do a tweak, and I'll be right back.
Let me ask you a tough one that I've certainly got a lot of questions on. And fans talk about rumors of trouble on stage, and very often the subject of you and Leonard Nimoy come up, that they wouldn't speak to each other, that there were great problems on stage. How would you address yourself to that?
Well,
we can cut this out of the recording if you'd
like. No. I really love Leonard. I really care for him a great deal. He's a very fine human being. He stands behind what he says with his total character, and when he says something, he really means it. I mean, you can take him at his word. He is slyly humorous and very affectionate in his own way that is remarkable. And to address myself to the elements of friction on the stage, I would put it in the way that two children in the same family might squabble over something. Loving each other, but squabbling. I mean, any member of a family would know what I mean, and that means all of us. If you can say, no, I don't think that's right, in that querulous tone and be angry at the moment and then forget it the following moment because you care for that person. The questions that I get.
How that sounds now, whether that solved the issue. I seem to remember the audio buffer being an issue in the software in years past, or when I first did this. And is it really solved, Thrig? I hope so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yes. I appreciate everyone chiming in. That was a big help. Yeah, it's funny. Memory is a funny thing, isn't it? And software is a funny thing. You know, you walk away from it, or you make a change, and then you wonder why things don't work like they used to. In the pipe, 555. StarCraft. I love that game. I played it so much. Yeah. All right. So thanks, everyone, for walking through the glitches with me. And so the show. The show is just going to be basically, I'm going to try to do some really, I'm really going to try to push things and try new and different stuff. Not just like my own, I'm going to be doing some projects live on air. So some hacking projects that I'm doing. We'll be talking about that. We'll talk about technology news, you know, a lot of how we, in the other show that I did, in Gray Selections and Gray Reflections and stuff like that. So it's going to be like that, right? We're going to sort of just talk about stuff. And but I had some other ideas as well. I'd really like to push the envelope with what a non-radio can do. Raleigh. Did I oil something? I did. I oiled my brain. I made it work for a little bit. I'm not going to, I'm going to be honest. The past show and Gray Reflections, I always had some liquid refreshment, if you will, next to me. Because I've been told my brain seems to, or I'm nicer when I'm oiled, so to speak. Or that... Which is a great compliment, right? You're much better when you're tipsy. You're a much better person when you're not yourself. but anyways, my brain does seem to work a little bit smoother, I'll have to admit. So, but yeah, no, but I am doing this all with clear head. So, I know, it's a shame, a Friday and no beverage for me. It is what it is. Problem solved. Sounds creamy. Nice. All right. So now that we have the audio buffer proper and things are working, shall we experiment? Now that we've fixed things, shall we break things further? Seems like a good idea to me. Because I honestly wanted, this show to be just full of testing, and I wanted to see what I could do. So, I'm going to try to do some more stuff. So, let's see. So, one of the ideas that I had was I wanted to be able to have a video of the show. So, not only could you listen a live video, or I should say a live stream of the show. So not only could you listen, but that people could actually see a live stream if they wanted to. So the crazy idea I had was, well, what if I can that be? Can that happen? In my set, what can my setup take it, right? Can it setup take the video, a video feed? Video stream and also stream and on and on radio at the same time. So I'm going to experiment with that now. And so if I go away, that's because I've broken something. All right, and my system can't take it. So let's try that. And you'll get a chance to put in some feedback as well. All right, so I've made a tweak here. I fired up some other software. And so my question to you, my question to the audience is, can you still hear me? Do I still sound okay with that software running? This new software running. Does it still sound all right? Or there's any glitches? Yeah, so my plan is to stream to Twitch. So I'll be doing a simultaneous stream. So I've just fired up OBS, Open Broadcasting Software. And good. All right. Awesome. Awesome. So the good news is we have Mix running. It's happy. Simultaneously using the same devices, we have OBS running. So OBS isn't making Mix grumpy. So that's good. So now the big question is, if I fire up the stream to Twitch on OBS, is that totally going to cause a disaster? I kind of think it might. I don't have a lot of confidence here, right? This is sort of the SpaceX approach, right? We're doing like the first rockets. I have a feeling we're going to have an implosion, but. All right, so I'm going to fire up Twitch next. And I'm hoping things don't break. So here we go. So, right now I have Twitch going, and I'm wondering if people can hear me, if it sounds okay still. Yeah, TubeNicks streaming is something I thought about as well. And the only reason why I'm not doing it is because I'm familiar with the Twitch method. Okay, still sounds good. Excellent. So I'm going to pull up my little console here. And I want to, my little Twitch console, just so I can see what's going on. All right, let's see here. See how it's seeing things. Yeah, do what works. That's my philosophy. I was hoping I wouldn't get too much pushback from people. I know that they use that SMJ uses Twitch for the Plan 9. I understand it's not free software and such, but because ideally I would love to go that route, but I'm also a pragmatist and I kind of just do what works, at least initially. So, all right. Because, and you know, look, nobody's forcing anyone to go to Twitch if they don't want to. They can just do it on radio. It's fine. So, all right, great. This seems to be working, though. It seems to be, seems to be going there. I'm just going to switch to the channel on my end. So I'm going to share that channel out with you all, if you would be so kind to just visit it and let me know how it looks to you. That would be awesome. Of course, I'm totally unprepared. Like, I don't I don't even have this new Twitch URL ready to go. On my tablet here. All right, so that should be the URL. Or I guess I can do so if somebody could check that out and let me know. All right, so seems to be working to me. I see ZDR Monster, and I see, is it Rat? How do I say Rats? Raxu? Is it Ratu? How do you say that? So hello. I'm going to wave hello. Hello there. Seems to be working. Yeah, so does it sound... So if you mute your Anon radio, does it sound good? Does the Twitch audio sound good? I'd play it back here, but then you're going to hear it, you're going to hear that audio show up on the mic here. And I don't have things all fancy yet where I can play back the audio in my headset. Oh, green screen is good too. Awesome. So who knew? Who knew that this was possible? Awesome. So that's one of the things I love about technology, right? You can start off with things being horrible, and then you can fix it. Awesome. So the Twitch audio is perfect. So could you phonetically sort of spell out your name, like how you want me to pronounce it? Yeah, so there's going to be a delay for sure. So you would really want to pick one or the other. Do you know what I mean? So like you'd either want to listen to it on radio or you'd want to catch me on Twitch. One or the other. It would be kind of crazy to try to do both because it would be totally off, you know? So, but people would have an option. You know what I mean? That was sort of my thought. Yeah. No, I get it. Totally cool, Quentin. Yeah. Just saying. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I thought about that too. I thought about, hey, you know, wouldn't that be cool to have it sync up? But I couldn't really think about how to do that. So I sort of feel like when you're dealing with two internet things, that's going to be a challenge. So, but yeah, so awesome. So this is working. Yeah. All right, cool. So I'm very excited about this. So yeah, so this is my idea. So definitely plan on doing some projects. So yep, pipe organs for sure. So this is my idea. So the idea is that, you know, for those folks who don't want to do Twitch, or maybe they're not able to because they're working or whatever, they could listen to a non-radio, and I'll do my best to describe things, like what I'm doing or whatever. And then for those people who want more of a Twitch, if they want a more visual experience, like see the projects I'm working on and stuff, they can tune into Twitch for that. So that's sort of the idea. So I'm really excited that this is working. All right. Very cool. And then there was one more other thing I wanted to try, but I don't think we're ready. I don't think I'm ready for it yet. And that is call-in. Being able to call in to the phone there. Like use a phone and call in to the show. But I think using the phone also opens up all kinds of fun possibilities too. For sure. So, and I was playing with that for a little bit before I did the show, and, it was pretty cool, but not quite there yet. I need to get a couple more cables, some more gear for it to be really awesome. Calm, Raleigh says. Like how calm? And I can see more people jumping in to the chat on Twitch. Now that's going to be a challenge, right? Following two chats. That's going to be interesting. For sure. All right. So, the telephone. Let's see if I can do this. Yeah. I'm going to try to see if I can get, make a phone call and have it show up on. Oh, okay, Raleigh. No problem. No problem. I do appreciate everyone taking the time, like, again, to just play along with this little game. The next show, I promise, will be great, because we've worked out all these bugs and I'll know what I can and can't do. So yeah, Quentin, like, I'm forever hitting Q and just leaving calm altogether. And it's so embarrassing too, like emoting Q. Ugh, when I want a truly Q. I just feel like such an idiot when I do that. I hate it when that happens. That is smart. That is very smart, Thrig. That is very smart. I need to do that. For sure. Same, but like in life and stuff. Exactly. Also, sound advice, I think. Huh. You can input chat commands to play Mario Kart 64 like a board game. Huh. It's interesting. I have seen some other things on Twitch where, like, people have, like a fish, like an aquarium as their video, you know, but it's all code and you can type commands in chat and you can get the fishes to do something different, or you can increase the temperature in the aquarium in for these virtual fishes. Yeah, post a link. That'd be awesome. So, well, we're running out of time here. I'm going to try to get this phone piece working because I'm really curious. If I can pull that off. Of course, I'm always nervous to mess with devices and mix on the fly. Just seems like a recipe for a disaster. But I'll do it anyways. So, let's see here. Let's see here. I have so many devices to choose from, it's hard to find the right one. Okay. Oh, you know, I think I know why. Yeah, I think I tried this before and it wasn't working, and I think I know why. Because the microphone that I'm using right now is basically taking over for that device. Yeah, so I would need to send, yeah, so there's no clean way for me to do this yet. I'm going to need to invest in some more gear, but I know how, I'm sure I know how to do it. Oh yeah, cool. Nice to be seen, Raleigh. I'm pretty calm. Pretty chill, you know. I'm just a chill old dude. It was funny. I remember one time on the Grey Reflections show, somebody said, Wow, your voice sounds younger than you look. I saw what you look like. I thought that was awesome. Awesome, ZDR Monster. Thanks for hanging out and putting up with the shenanigans. I appreciate it. Totally. I look forward. Do you have a show, ZDR Monster? I could have swore I saw that you did. I'll definitely catch yours as well if you do. Yeah, for sure. You may want to you may those of you who are offended with somebody who looks like an old guy, you may want to just stick to the stream, to the on radio stream. Right? Oh, cool. So there's lots of links in the chat, the Twitch chat. Awesome. All right, so I think that we're going to wind. I'm going to wind the show down here. Appreciate everyone again listening to me talk and sort of work things out. And yeah, I hope everybody has an awesome night. And I'm looking forward. I'm really looking forward to the next show. I promise it will be much better than this. And it has to be better, right? Because there won't be all those glitches that we were dealing with, right? So it will be good, and we'll do some good stuff, and we'll have a lot of fun, for sure. And if there's something that you'd like me to try on the stream, as always, just like shoot me an email, sem@sdf.org, or any other way. All right, everyone have a good night and peace.